This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
انطلقوا. On the Day of Judgment, such mukaddibeen will be told, انطلقوا. All of you proceed. إلى ما كنتم به تكذبون. To that which you used to deny. The very thing which you were in denial of, that you mocked at, that you refused to believe in, now it's a reality before you. So go ahead, proceed to it. This is the wail that is prepared for them. This is the punishment, the destruction that is prepared for them. What is this referring to? The hellfire. And if you think about it, there are so many people who deny the existence of this fire. Even amongst those who claim to be Muslim, they will say things like, it's just, you know, some temporary feeling of or sensation of burning or something like that, and it'll be all over because God is all merciful, etc., etc. Different ways in which people deny the existence of this fire. Allah says, انطلقوا إلى ما كنتم به تكذبون. You denied it, now proceed to it. انطلقوا, proceed إلى ظلٍ, to a shadow, to a shade, that is the possessor of, meaning one having, ثلاثي, three شعب columns. Such a shade that is of three columns. Where is this shade coming from? What is this ظل? This is referring to the smoke that will be emerging from hellfire. And what kind of smoke is this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls it ظل, a shadow. When is it that something can give shade? When it's thick, so thick that light cannot go through it. It prevents light from going through it. So the word ظل is being used to refer to the smoke. And what does that show? How thick and black and dense the smoke will be. And how much? Not just one column, as it is typically, that if there is fire burning somewhere, you will see one column of smoke. Here we have three columns. ثلاثي شعب. شعب, plural of the word شعبه, شين عين با. We have also read a different derivative from the same root in Surah Hujurat. وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلٍ, into tribes and nations, or rather nations and tribes. شعوب. Remember that it refers to different races. So, ثلاثي شعب, three different columns of smoke emerging from the fire of hell. Just imagine how terrible this fire is, how huge it is. لَا ظَلِيلٍ. But then this thick smoke that is emerging from it, it is لَا ظَلِيلٍ. It is not one to give ظِل. What is ظِل? Shadow. Shadow. Meaning, what is a shade? A shade is something in which you will find comfort in. You will find relief in. Isn't it? Meaning, there's heat everywhere else. It's extremely hot. There's direct sunlight. And it's burning you. You're getting really hot. So you go in the shade. Why? Because it shelters you from the heat. That is the point of shade. To shelter you. And to let you cool down. And to provide you comfort. But this smoke is such that those who will be under it, they will not be safe. They will not be protected. They will not find any comfort or relief in it. وَلَا يُغْنِي, and nor will it avail, مِنَ اللَّهَبْ, against the lahab. What is lahab? Flames. So this shade will not be such that it will protect them from the shooting flames, from the rising flames. Because again, you go in shade for the purpose of protection, shelter. Imagine, you know, there's rain falling from the sky, what do people take? An umbrella. Why? To shelter them from those raindrops. Isn't it? But sometimes, the rain is so heavy. It is so heavy that even if a person is holding an umbrella, they're still soaking. They're still wet. Why? Why? Because that umbrella is not strong enough, or the fact that the rain is so dense, so heavy, that nothing could protect them. So la yughni min al-lahab, what does it mean? That this thick smoke will be so dense, but if one were to go under it, it would neither be a source of comfort and relief, nor would it protect them against the flames of hell. It would not protect them from the flames of hell. Rather, the flames of hell will surround them to the right and to the left, above and below. In Surah Az-Zumar, ayah 16, Allah says, لَهُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ ظُلَلٌ مِنَ النَّارِ وَمِنْ تَحْتِهِمْ ظُلَلٌ. There will be ظُلَل, canopies of fire above them and also below. إِنَّهَا, indeed it, meaning the fire of hell, it is such that تَرْمِي, it will shoot. Rami, what does Rami mean? To throw stones or an arrow to a certain target. So the fire will as if throw, what will it shoot out? Be sharar. Sharar, sparks. Sharar is the plural of the word sharara. And what is sharara? It is that which shoots out of the fire. And what is that? Sparks, flames. You will notice it sometimes that when there is a huge fire somewhere, wood burning, then what happens? What happens? The flames or the pieces of wood that are burning or the coal, sometimes it's so intense that it breaks off and it shoots out. And if it ever falls on you, it'll burn you. If it falls on your clothes, it will burn your clothes. So how big are these flames, these sparks, that the fire of hell will be shooting at its targets? Even volcanoes, you see how the lava is erupting. Right? So, إِنَّهَا تَرْمِي بِشَرَرٍ. These sharar, how big are they? They are كَالْقَصْر, like fortresses. قَصْر, قَاف صَاد رَا. What is قَصْر? A tall building. Not just tall, but also huge. Now imagine something the size of a building, a fortress, something that big being shot at someone and it lands on them. What will it spare? What will it leave? بِشَرَرٍ كَالْقَصْرِ كَأَنَّهُ, as if it, meaning those sparks, are as if جِمَالَةٌ, camels that are صُفْر, black. Jimal, Jimala, plural of Jamal. Jamal is camel, and it's basically used for a male camel that is over 5 years of age. So mature camel. Huge. Sufr. Sufr, plural of the word asfar. And asfar, safra, it is used for something that's yellow. But remember that this word is also used for the blackness that has covered something that is of yellow color. So imagine a camel, yellow or beige kind of camel, but over time it gets so dirty, or after a long time of journeying and going through dirt, etc., no rain, no water, what do you think the color will be like? Dirty and dark, covered in blackness. So كَأَنَّهُ جِمَالَةٌ صُفْر. In terms of their size, they are like قَصْر. These flames, in terms of their size, they're like fortresses. And in terms of their color, they're like جِمَالَةٌ صُفْر. Also in terms of their shape, they're like black camels, rising and bursting and flying about in every direction. كَأَنَّهُ جِمَالَةٌ صُفْر. In Surah Al-A'raf, ayah 41, Allah says, لَهُمْ مِنْ جَهَنَّمَ مِهَادٌ وَمِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ غَوَاشٌ. Below and above, flames. So what do you expect when flames this huge and this heavy are being shot out of the hellfire, falling on these people? وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Woe that day to the deniers. Woe to them. Because they denied again and again. هَذَا يَوْمٌ. This is a day that لَا يَنْطِقُونَ. They will not speak. Why will they not speak? Out of fear. Out of extreme terror. They spoke a lot in the world. they spoke much in denial, in takdeeb, in mockery, making fun of the messenger, making fun of the religion, presenting arguments and excuses. But on the day of judgment, لَا يَنْطِقُونَ, all this talk will come to an end. In Surah An-Naml, ayah 85, Allah says, وَوَقَعَ الْقَوْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمَا ظَلَمُوا فَهُمْ لَا يَنْطِقُونَ, they will not speak. And really, when you see something very frightening, what happens? What happens? You go blank. You freeze. You're unable to even utter a sound. لَا يَنْطِقُونَ, they will not be able to speak. وَلَا يُؤْذَنُ لَهُمْ, nor will it be permitted for them. Meaning they will not even be given permission. Firstly, they won't dare to. They won't be able to. They'll be too scared to. But then, on top of that, no one will be allowed to. وَلَا يُؤْذَنُ لَهُمْ فَيَعْتَذِرُونَ, so that they could present an excuse. No. They will not even have the ability to excuse themselves, to say sorry, or to explain why they denied. In Surah Yasin, ayah 65, Allah says, الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَّشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Mouths will be sealed. They will not be able to defend themselves. In Surah Ar-Rum, ayah 57, Allah says, فَيَوْمَئِذٍ لَا يَنْفَعُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مَعْذِرَتُهُمْ وَلَهُمْ يُسْتَعْتَبُونَ. That even if they were to present an excuse, it won't be accepted. وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Then what do you expect? Woe that day to the deniers. What a terrible state they will find themselves in. هَذَا يَوْمُ الْفَصْلِ. This is the day of judgment, the day of separation. جَمَعْنَاكُمْ وَالْأَوَّلِينَ. When we have assembled you and the former peoples, all of mankind assembled together on the day of judgment. Meaning there is no escape. No single person will be able to flee, will be able to run away. You see, in this world, no matter what happens, there's always people who find a way out. They're put in maximum security prisons, and what happens? They manage to get away. But the day of judgment is such that not a single person can get away. You see, when a person comes into this world, when they have a ruh, they're born alive, and they live, even for a few moments, or they live for 100 years, or somewhere in between, their story ends where? When they die? No. When does it end? Where does it end? Never. Never. Because when a person dies, he leaves this world, he doesn't cease to exist. No. He's in barzakh. And then after that is the day of judgment. And the day of judgment means the beginning of eternity. That even if a person ends up in hell, ثُمَّ لَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَى, there's no death after that. There's no ceasing to exist. No. So this is really a serious issue, that هَذَا يَوْمُ الْفَصْلِ جَمَعْنَاكُمْ وَالْأَوَّلِينَ. You and I, there's no running away for us. There's no getting out of Allah's plan. There is no running away. Every single human being, and Allah challenges mankind, those who dare to deny Him, that فَإِنْ كَانَ لَكُمْ كَيْدٌ, if you do have some kaid, some plot, some plan, فَكِيدُونِ, then go ahead and plan against me. If you can come up with some plan to save yourselves, or to get out of Allah's kingdom, to run away, to avoid the day of judgment, then go ahead and try. You can. But will you get anywhere? No, you won't. In Surah Ar-Rahman, ayah 33, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا مَعْشَرَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ إِنِ اسْتَطَاعْتُمْ أَن تَنْفُذُوا مِنْ أَخْطَارِ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ فَانْفُذُوا. If you can try to get away and get out of the borders that Allah has set for the skies and the earth, then go ahead, try. لَا تَنْفُذُونَ. You cannot go. وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِّلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. So those who are in denial of this reality, what are they putting themselves in? Wail. There's destruction for them. What are they doing? You see, when something is real, there is no avoiding it. And if a person doesn't prepare for it, he's acting very foolishly. وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. On the other hand, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ, indeed the righteous, they will be where? فِي ظِلَالٍ وَعُيُونَ. They will be amongst shades and springs. مُتَّقِين. You see, the opposite of مُكَذِّب is who? What is the opposite of مُكَذِّب? مُصَدِّق. Isn't it? تَكْذِيب, to deny. تَصْدِيق, to affirm, to believe. But notice over here, in contrast to the مُكَذِّبِين, it's not مُصَدِّقِين. What is it? مُتَّقِين. Because who are مُتَّقِين? Those who protect themselves. And this is the essence of taqwa, that you know that you are property of Allah. You know that there is no running away. This is a reality that you have to face. There is no escape from it. So when a person embraces this reality, then he can prepare for it. And what does it mean by preparing for it? That he saves himself, protects himself from anything that will harm him in his eternal life. So he avoids those things which Allah does not like. And he does those things which Allah wants him to do. This is taqwa. So إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ, the muttaqeen, those who save themselves from takdeeb, they will be فِي ظِلَالٍ وَعُيُونَ. They will be in the shades of paradise. Because the trees of Jannah are huge. وَعُيُونَ, and springs, plural of عَيْن. Many springs of paradise. We thought there were only rivers, there is also springs. And in Suratul Insan, we learned about some springs of Jannah. What are their names? Salsabil, for example. وَفَوَاكِهِ, and also fruits. مِمَّا يَشْتَهُونَ, from whatever they desire. And this is basically to show that people in Jannah will eat for what purpose? Out of hunger? For the sake of getting healthier and stronger and maintaining their good health? No. Just for the purpose of enjoyment. وَفَوَاكِهَ مِمَّا يَشْتَهُونَ. كُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا هَنِيئًا. Eat and drink in satisfaction. What is hani? Hani, basically something you enjoy when you're having it, and you enjoy later also. Meaning there's no harmful effects later. Food and drink and hani, this combination cannot be possible in this world. Right? Because when you eat and drink, it can never be hani. Why? Because while you're enjoying it, yes, you are enjoying that dessert or that great meal, but you know that there is a bill coming. Isn't it? Would you tell yourself, well, don't worry about it. It's your night out. Just enjoy. You don't have it every day. But of course you have to pay for it. It's coming. It is. And then you allow yourself to have only dessert for dinner because you're at a place where they serve meal-sized desserts, right? So then what happens afterwards? You've had so much sugar that you feel sick. You feel horrible. Hani is not possible in this world with eating and drinking. This is a combination that cannot exist. Sometimes you're eating the best food and it's good for you, it's healthy for you. You have no guilt, no regret, nothing. Because some people are like that. They actually enjoy healthy food. Right? They enjoy seeds and nuts and fruits and raw vegetables and things like that, which you wouldn't even touch, but they enjoy it. They don't worry about paying for it because they've already paid for it. They don't worry about harmful effects because it suits them. They're in such optimal health that, you know, they're taking care of themselves. No problem, whatever. But even when you're eating, isn't there a problem when it comes to you're chewing all those leaves? Right? You're chewing all those seeds. That is also a difficulty. You understand? It is a difficulty. And it's possible that as you're chewing, you accidentally bite your tongue. Or as you're eating, your food gets cold. This is the thing. كُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا هَنِيئًا. Impossible in this world. Impossible. This is why we crave satisfaction. Because we do one thing hoping that it will satisfy us, but it doesn't. You know, you allow yourself to, okay, watch a movie, have some fun, you know, take it easy. But even after that, what happens? You don't get full satisfaction. It's not possible in this world. Where is it possible? Where? in Jannah and in Jannah alone. Kulu washrabu hani'an, this is only in Jannah. Like, Jannah is called Darus Salam, the home of peace. And is that salam in this world? No. So, kulu washrabu hani'an. Why? For what reason? What is the reason given over here? Bima kuntum ta'malun. Because of what you used to do. Then what is it that matters? Amal. Inna kadhalika najzil muhsinin. Indeed, this is how we reward the muhsinin, the doers of good. And ihsan is something active. So it's not just about believing in your heart, but also doing. And not just doing to get it over with, but doing it with excellence. So for this is an excellent reward. In Surah Al-Kahf, ayah 30, Allah says, "Inna la nudhi'u ajra man ahsana 'amala." We will never waste the reward of the one who does ahsan 'amal. Waylun yawma'idhin lilmukaththibeen. But those who deny, still, then woe to them. Kulu wa tamatta'u qalila. They're told as a threat, eat and drink for a little. Go ahead, enjoy yourselves in this life. Eat whatever you want, drink whatever you want. But how much? Only a little. Little in quantity and little in terms of quality, little in terms of time, little. Because the enjoyment of this world is little. Innakum mujrimun, indeed you are criminals. Meaning why a little time? Because of the fact that you are criminals. In Surah Luqman, ayah 24, Allah says, نُمَتِّعُهُمْ قَلِيلًا ثُمَّ نَضْطَرُّهُمْ إِلَىٰ عَذَابٍ غَلِيظٍ. We let them enjoy for a little, but then there's a severe punishment later. وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Woe that day to the deniers. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ ارْكَعُوا لَا يَرْكَعُونَ. And when they are told to do ruku', to bow down, لَا يَرْكَعُونَ. They do not bow down. This is of their crimes. That when they are invited to do the most honorable deed, which is to bow down before the Lord of the worlds, what is their response? They refuse. لَا يَرْكَعُونَ. They enjoy the blessings that Allah has given them. They enjoy the life that Allah has given them, that Allah created. And when it comes to thanking Allah, showing servitude to Him, they refuse. لا يركعون. And on the Day of Judgment also, something similar will happen. That when they will be invited to prostrate to Allah, will they be able to? No. They won't be able to. In Surah Qalam, ayah 42, we learn about this. يَوْمَ يُكْشَفُ عَنْ سَاقٍ وَيُدْعُونَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ فَلَا يَسْتَطِعُونَ وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Woe that day to those who deny. And you see, part of this woe, this destruction, this punishment, is that the doors of tawfiq are closed upon a person. That when a person denies so arrogantly, he denies the truth that is so evident, then what happens? The obvious becomes unobvious to him. The good becomes unclear to him. The doors of guidance are closed upon him. So what happens? Even the Qur'an, the most eloquent, the most truthful speech, the most beautiful speech, the miracle, even that they don't accept. Even that they don't get affected by. So Allah says, فَبِأَيِّ حَدِيثٍ بَعْدَهُ يُؤْمِنُونَ. Then in which speech after it will they believe? بَعْدَهُ meaning after the Qur'an. If they deny the Qur'an, then after Qur'an, which speech will they believe in? What will affect them, in other words? If the Qur'an cannot affect them, then what's going to affect them? Nothing. If they refuse the Qur'an, then what will they believe in? In Surah Al-Jathiyah, ayah 6, Allah says, فَبِأَيِّ حَدِيثٍ بَعْدَ اللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ يُؤْمِنُونَ. Then in which speech after that of Allah and His signs will they believe? You see, the word of Allah is the truest. Isn't it? Because who is more true than Allah in speech? No one. So if someone does not believe in the word of Allah, then what is he believing in? Falsehood. This is similar to how if someone rejects light, then what is he embracing? Darkness. If someone rejects the truth, then what is he upon? Falsehood. So woe to them. فَبِأَيِّ حَدِيثٍ بَعْدَهُ يُؤْمِنُونَ Meaning nothing. So woe to them. Let's listen to the recitation of these verses.
انطلقوا إلى ما كنتم به تكذبون انطلقوا إلى ظل ذي ثلاث شعب لا ظليل ولا يغني من اللهب إنها ترمي بشرر كالقصر كأنه جمالة صفر ويل يومئذ للمكذبين هذا يوم لا ينطقون ولا يؤذن لهم فيعتذرون ويل يومئذ للمكذبين هذا يوم الفصل جمعناكم والأولين فإن كان لكم كيد فكيدون ويل يومئذ للمكذبين إن المتقين في ظلال وعيون وفواكه مما يشتهون كلوا واشربوا هنيئا بما كنتم تعملون إنا كذلك نجزي المحسنين ويل يومئذ للمكذبين كلوا وتمتعوا قليلا إنكم مجرمون ويل يومئذ للمكذبين وإذا قيل لهم اركعوا لا يركعون ويل يومئذ للمكذبين فبأي حديث بعده يؤمنون
سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته